Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
It's Motivation Monday. It's the Every Day Saturday podcast. Welcome back, champion Sam Crowley. It is so awesome to have you here on the number one motivational podcast on the planet. Hey, what do you do? What do you focus on? You want to be a thought leader? You want to quit that job? Want to launch that movement? What should you do? Should you write? Should you speak? Should you do video? What do you do? What do you do? What platform? Yes, of course. The answer is yes. However, focus. Focus stands for follow one course until successful. Have you ever, let's play that game, have you ever started down one trail, trying to build some content out there, get a little traction, or even doing a little research maybe on the YouTubes or something like that, trying to figure out, hey, well, how should I do this thing? And then you see something over there, it's like, hey, look over here. I know you're focusing on how to create a blog, but look at how to do live video. And then you go over to that. And then you start watching training on how to do live video. And then it's like, hey, over here. Look at LinkedIn. Look at Snapchat. Look at Instagram. You ever do that? Yeah. Am I the only one that's ever done that? Come on. The question I've gotten so much over the past couple of years, I think, from clients is, hey, Sam, okay, what should I do? Should I do video? Should I do an ebook? Well, you got to stay on task. What is it that you like to do? Because all of those are going to work for you. Every single one. You want to do a podcast, you're going to explode. It's going to look at examples I use of my own clients that are getting tens and thousands of downloads of their podcast. Why? Because they're a professional speaker? No. They had previous podcasting experience? No. Look, even if you knew how to do a podcast, there's no guarantee. Most of the shows, as you've probably seen on iTunes, are terrible. Why are they terrible? I don't even have an individual in mind. I'm just saying iTunes is a graveyard of individuals who start. Most podcasts stop after 21 days. So people give that old 21 days a try. They'll record a handful, maybe 10, maybe that many. And then they'll just stop because why? They didn't see the instant results. You know, I didn't get 10,000 downloads and didn't get any business from it, so it's no good. No, that's not it. You know, there's no business. That's not even a real business. First of all, that's not even a serious business person who's tried anything like that. Okay. Anyone that tells me, hey, well, what do you think I can make the first year? I don't even take them on as a client because I know they have no business experience. They're not serious. Everything's push button profit. And the minute you get thrown a curveball, you're going to be struck out. So I don't even bring those people on. However, anybody, for example, one of my clients who has success with podcasting, it's because they stuck with it. They worked on it. They sounded terrible to start. They'd be the first person to tell you that they were uncomfortable listening to themselves on the very first five shows. I tell every client, if you're one of them, you know this, the first 50 podcasts, they don't even count. They don't even matter. It's practice. Get yourself, work that message and get yourself comfortable with speaking. But let's shift. Just take a shift from audio. Let's say you want to start doing live video or recorded video, but let's just say Facebook Live, for example. Okay, a lot of people can fire up that cell phone, look into it, and start training, teaching, talking, whatever it is. Just communicating and not trying to be somebody that you're not. Just trying to be you. The whole reason to launch a movement, the whole reason to get going is because you finally want permission to play big in your authentic self. Isn't that true? Isn't that the true statement? Like, you're tired of being that phony corporate slave who walks in every Monday morning, smiles at everyone. Most of them you don't want to be around. Look, if you had your choice, and I know if I gave you a truth serum and you're in a job right now and you walk into the office and you were just being honest, you'd be like, no, I wouldn't choose to spend my Monday mornings with these people. I mean, if you're giving me a choice, I get a choice in how I get to spend my Monday morning between 8 and 11. No. it's not going to be with these people. Nope. It's going to be with my family. It's going to be on the golf course. It's going to be at the gym. It's going to be going for a walk. It's going to be going for a run. It's going to be a whole host of other things, working at a community center, donating my time. It would not be voluntarily with these people. That was my truth serum. And when I finally took the truth serum, when I finally was honest with myself, and I realized that I was paralyzed by my 401k, I wish the hell I didn't have money in my 401k. I wish I didn't have stock options and all that stuff, because that was the albatross around my entrepreneurial neck. Like, I had this great entrepreneurial spirit inside of me, but I had this 401k that I was so afraid of losing, the pension I was afraid of losing, the healthcare I was afraid of losing, but I never thought about what I was gaining. Like, I never thought if I shed that stuff, and I'm not saying to blow through your 401k like I did, or and I did, by the way, blew through it all just trying to build this business, but I was committed. I was committed, you know? It's like the old, it's a bad joke, but it's a joke that paints the narrative. The ham and egg breakfast. The chicken was involved, but the pig was committed. All right, back to the show. When you're talking about being committed, you know, are you willing to blow through your 401k, your pension, give up your salary, your health care? I'm not saying you got to do it, but I'm just saying if that was a choice, would you do that in order to launch this movement and to get going? Most people wouldn't, man. And I'm not even saying to do it, because that's such a rare, and you don't need to do it. But I use that as kind of the bellwether test, because if you say, no, oh man, no, I got kids, Sam, I got, well, those are all good excuses. I mean, look, let me tell you something. Those are all good excuses to not go for your dream. And this entrepreneurial thing is not for everybody. I mean, you got to have a strong stomach lining. And you got to be able to go back to what? Focus. Follow one course until successful. When things don't go your way, when the bank account's a little lower than you think it should be, when that new client doesn't come in, when the software doesn't work, when the website crashes, you got to be able to say, I remember why I started. I remember why I'm doing this thing. I want to see my kids. I want to have freedom. I realize freedom isn't free. I realize this isn't a short-term play. I realize that I was willing to give 40 years to a corporation, but I can't give 4 years to my dream. I gotta be able to stay in this thing. There's a reason why I got started in the first place. And anytime you mention the word focus, that you have to mention the why that goes with it. Why? Why would you remain focused through the storm? I can tell you why I would remain focused through the storm. It's because I wanted to do something that had never been done in generations of my family, at least to my knowledge. And if it's been done, it's not even close. Look, I grew up single parent family, Bradford, PA, youngest of 8 kids. Everybody I knew had a job, except the people at the country club at Penn Hills. There was a gentleman that owned the car dealership. There were dentists and doctors and people like that. I was like, wow, I'm 16 years old. Got my job there after I had my paper out. I had a paper out when I was 13, and then when I was 16, I started working at the country club, and I would ride my moped, Suzuki FA50, and if you grew up in the 80s, you know exactly what I'm talking about, a yellow moped, and I would ride it out to the Penn Hills Club. It's probably 5-7 miles away from my house, and I would wash golf clubs all day for the rich people, and I loved it. Never begrudged them 1 minute. That's why everybody right now is getting all worked up about, we got to, you know, spread the wealth, and do we have too much of a problem in this country? Well, let me tell you, when I grew up on food stamps till I think we probably stopped using them. I was maybe 10 or 12. I don't remember. But, from food stamps to my mom, taking the free cheese handouts and all that stuff, I never begrudged anyone with money. It never occurred to me to be jealous of somebody else with money. I always looked up to them like, wow, what are they doing that's allowing them to play golf at 2 p.m. and I'm sitting here washing their clubs? I don't want to be washing their clubs for the rest of my life. How do I get what they have from a freedom perspective, to be able to play golf at 2 p.m? So I never begrudge people that had any money, and you shouldn't either. That's the enemy working against you. There's enough money to go around out there. Trust me when I tell you, if you took all the money in the world, put it on an airplane and just dumped it in the middle of nowhere, within 18 months, it would end up right back in the same hands of the people that you took it from. Why? Because they know how to make it. They know how to earn it. They know how to keep it. They know how to manufacture it. There's abundance everywhere. What you need to learn to do is to focus. You need to focus, and you need to stop beholden to money and allowing money to drive every single decision you make. Because what's going to happen is you're going to be 65 years old, and you would have stuck with that job the entire time, just like a good little soldier, okay, like the good little soldier that you are. and the company's going to give you that little gold watch, and maybe they give you a plaque or something like that. I don't know anyone personally that has a good story. They'll tell you a good story, but I don't know anyone who's at peace with that decision. Everyone I know who gave 40 years to a corporation has just so much regret that sometimes it causes them not to sleep at night. So what do? They go have coffee with other men and women who did the same thing, and they can talk about all the things that they're doing in retirement and the stuff that they didn't miss to make them feel better. The time with the grandkids or regular kids, sacrificing their entire family for a job. They hang out with other people and talk about that stuff, so it makes them feel better, so that those people have that same amount of regret, but they all pretend like it doesn't happen. It's not a real thing. I'm telling you, don't fall into that trap. Stay focused. Don't jump around and think, you know, is it an ebook I should do? Is it an audio I should create? Is it a video I should create? It's all too hard. I don't understand it. That's why I coach people. Man, I'd love to talk to you. Go to launchwithsam.com. Book a time. Let's talk. I'll walk you through the whole process. Launchwithsam.com. I'll call you on your cell, my cell, and we'll talk it through. If you're serious, you know, if you're ready to make a commitment and you want to experience a little bit of this everyday Saturday lifestyle. And you know, I never talk about money. I've never brought up an amount of money. Like, how much money can I make? How much do I need to make? Well, that's up to you. How much are your bills? If your bills are $1,000 a month, you make $2,000 a month, you're independently wealthy, right? Aren't you financially free? Isn't the definition is the revenue exceeds the expenses? Maybe your bills are $7,000 a month. You got to make $8,000 or $9,000 or $10,000 a month. Okay. I mean, it's just math. All you got is a math problem to solve. That's all you got. There's nothing more than that, you know? And so when I get started, you guys know how I earn income. You know how I make a living. I coach and consult one-on-one. I stopped selling the $37 ebooks, the $97 courses, because that didn't have an impact. Most people didn't go through it all. And I didn't like it. I love staying in touch with people. I love connecting with people one-on-one and coaching them, because the results are exponentially better, you know? And so I don't bring on people that want a $37 ebook. They just tell me what to do. And No. I want to hold you accountable to the results. I want to learn about your story. I want to help you bring that out. And I want to show you what it's like to be a real marketer with ethics and integrity, and how to lay your head on the pillow at night and feel good about what you're doing, you know, and leave this legacy. But you got to be able to focus. You got to be able to follow one course until successful. You got to be able to do that. I'm not saying the landscape isn't going to change. You're not going to be throwing a curveball here or there, but you got to be able to stay focused on why you got started doing this thing in the first place. If you just master that part, not jumping around, not following this and that and being like, you know, all over the place like a bubble on a skillet, you know, if you can stay focused on why you got started, man, you're going to be ahead of 99% of the people that get started trying to launch a dream, because they can't focus. They're on a different webinar every day trying to figure something out. The only thing you got to figure out is when you're going to get started. When are you going to get moving? When are you going to stop hanging around people who think going to a job every day is a good idea, or that this whole entrepreneurial thing is just too risky? It's not true. It's only risky if you're not focused. It's only risky if you don't have passion. It's only risky if you've lost your purpose in life. And it's only risky if you're going to go all around chasing this stuff every single day and not staying focused on what it is you got to do. The rest of it, it's a blast, man. It's a blast. Well, hop on. Let's go for a ride. It's time to leave Averageville.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.